If listening to this letter has made you hungry, perhaps you should think about visiting the Food Museum in Stowmarket. Rachel Banham reported this month on their Food Stories exhibition, which is touring East Anglia. Here is Tony to tell us more.
It is a celebration of East Anglian recipes, cooking, farming techniques and dialect words that have been passed down through generations. The centrepiece of the Food Stories exhibition, organised by the Food Museum in Stowmarket, is a farm kitchen table featuring local recipes, photos, sound recordings and objects from its collection. It's currently visiting venues right across the region. Kate Nolden, Food Museum curator, says we've started our tour across villages in Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex, and the response has been brilliant. From the initial four villages of Grimston, Garblesham, Hemingston and Great Chesterford, and the launch at the Food Museum, we've had 240 visitors. With its partners, the University of Leeds, the museum is also sharing historic sound recordings from the region of people talking about their food and farming memories. Visitors can take part in the University of Leeds' Dialect and Heritage Project by contributing their own dialect words and filling in dialect surveys. Kate says, "We've been able to meet descendants of some of the local people who feature in the 1950s and 1960s oral history recordings on display. We've had lots of wonderful conversations with people about dialect words they still use or have inherited and about recipes that are important to them or have been passed down through their families." Laura Kloss, the Dialect and Heritage Project Engagement Officer, says, "A number of the villages on our tour were originally involved in dialect research carried out by the University of Leeds in the 1950s and the 1960s. We're excited to bring the sound recordings back to the communities where they were originally collected and learn more about local stories, memories and current dialect." The Food Museum, formerly the Museum of East Anglian Life, developed on farmland that used to be part of the Abbots Hall estate, which was left in trust by Sister Ina Long. The museum has a recipe for Shetland pasties in its collection, which was found in the main house on the site, Abbots Hall. It is believed that it was handwritten by one of the Long sisters, and Kate is hoping visitors may be able to tell her more about it. Visitors are also encouraged to share their favourite recipe or family recipe by bringing along a copy with them. Kate says the whole thing with the exhibition is how words and how recipes and the way people do things has been passed down through the generations. "So I'm hoping that people will bring recipes with them. We can peg them on our recipe wall and then it will grow as we visit all the different venues." The exhibition is interactive and visitors can sit down at each of the settings around the kitchen table centrepiece. Settings include cheese making, dairy, baking bread in unusual ways and smoking a pig up a chimney. Museum exhibits include a recipe for jugged hare, photos and objects such as a harvest basket, which would have been brought to workers in the fields for their lunch or elevenses, can also be viewed by visitors. Kate says, "It's given us a really great opportunity to share lots of things in our collection that we haven't been able to do yet. This is a very local exhibition. We're very much still focused on our local heritage, but hopefully we will be able to be drawing from people a little bit further afield as well to learn a bit more about East Anglia." She adds, "We want to have people all together in the space and hopefully lots of interesting conversations. Lots of people will be able to share memories with each other. It's very people-focused." You can find out more at www.foodmuseum.org.uk.
Thank you, Tony. The Food Museum website has full details of the many venues and dates when the Food Stories exhibition can be seen.